This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 7-8-22. The name of the patient is Eric Greenberg. Last name G-R-E-E-N-B-E-R-G. First name E-R-I-C. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead. File EST space Greenberg space E. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 7-8-22. Referring physician Lara, second word Moore, M-O-R. Last name Zilberstein, Z-I-L-B-E-R-S-T-E-I-N, M.D. Performing physician Sharon Armes, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 24-year-old male with history of inappropriate tachycardia and hypertension for stress test without medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, normal sinus rhythm, common QS, V1, V2, common, consider septal MI of indeterminate age versus lead placement, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 137 or 80, baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 12 minutes to the completion of stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 176, parentheses 90% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 158 over 80 with peak heart rate blood pressure product of 27808, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1-minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension but with a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise but with slow resolution of heart rate with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. But with slow resolution of heart rate in recovery with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 80 and a heart rate of 112 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, treadmill exercise stress test to 90% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets, comma, significantly improved from his prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension in anticipation of stress, but with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal blood pressure at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, but with slow resolution of heart rate in recovery with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Period findings may be related to an element of catecholamine sensitivity. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armesa, MD.